Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Morning, Penny. How are you?
Oh, Michael, you made me jump. I'm fine. Oh, now hang on. I want a word with you.
Oh, any time, my dear. What do you want? Or do you want to come into my office for a chat?
No, I don't need to do that. I just wanted to tell you that I had a very strange conversation with Jim yesterday.
OK, so what's new? I thought all conversations with Jim were strange.
No, I mean it, Michael. He said that he was sorry that he couldn't come out to dinner with us. So did you ask him?
No, I did not. He tried to rearrange the booking so that he and someone else could join us.
Did he what?
Yep, he wanted me to book a table for four, but I said no.
Oh, I see. I don't believe him sometimes, but I'm so glad you said no. It wouldn't be the same with him there.
That's just what I thought. So don't worry, it's our night out. Is that OK?
Yes, and thanks. OK, I'll get on with some work now. Oh, but just wait till I see Jim.
Oh, Penny, please don't say anything. It's not worth it.
OK, well, if that's what you want, I suppose you're right.
I don't understand.
You remember that strange conversation with Jim yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, it was because Jim had asked Michael to book a table for four so he and some floozy could join us.
No, you're not serious, are you?
Yes, I am. So you know what I said about not rubbing his nose into it?
Yeah.
I've changed my mind. As far as I'm concerned, you can say what you like to him.
Have you got this size in a grey, please?
Ah, have you looked on the rail?
Yes, and I couldn't see one.
OK, bear with me. I'll have a look out the back. I won't be a minute.
Can I help you at all?
No, I'm OK, thanks. Someone is checking something for me.
I know you, don't I?
Yes, you do. You're Jim, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. And you are... No, I'm sorry.
I'm Jill, Mike's wife.
Oh, of course you are. How stupid of me.
Don't worry.
And so how is he?
How should I know?
Oh, I thought you'd be in contact with him.
Well, I'm not, so excuse me. You can tell the assistant I've changed my mind. I don't want it anymore.
Oh, OK, yes. Well, I'll tell her. Goodbye, then. Oops.
Did you get some milk?
Yep, here you go. 6 pints, OK?
Oh, that should be fine. Millie brought in four.
No, oh, you didn't say you'd asked her to bring some in.
Well, I didn't.
Oh, good old Millie. Where is she, by the way?
She's outside.
Helen, you know what you said yesterday about wanting to go on holiday?
Well, I didn't actually say I wanted to go. I said if I did want a holiday, there wouldn't be anyone here who I could leave in charge.
Well, you've got Amy.
Well, she can't do every day, can she?
No, but she could do some, and I would do the days when she's not in.
Well, it's not as easy as that.
Why not?
Well, I'd have to pay you more for one thing.
So?
No, it's nice of you to offer, Connie, but I don't have a holiday plan, so there's no real point in talking about it.
Well, the offer's there. I'm sure Amy and I could run this place. Oh, with Millie as well, of course.
Well, I'll bear it in mind. Thanks.
Helen, you've got to think of your health.
Oh, don't you start. Amy keeps telling me that.
Hi, Penny. I've come to give you a hand.
Well, could you move that box for me, please? I don't know who put it there. It's just a ridiculous place to put it. You can't move in here.
Here you go. Right, now, what are you looking for?
Picnic glasses.
Ah, I think they're here. Or they were when I last looked.
OK, can you see them? What's this? This isn't picnic. Jim, it's one of those lamps.
No, can't be. Let me have a look.
Well, get it down, will you?
Crikey, it is, you know.
Oh, open it up and let's have a look.
Oh, it's a blue one.
Fancy finding one of those.
Do you want to take it home?
No, I don't. You can. Yeah, you should do as you and Mike's friend.
You don't want it for old time's sake, then?
No, thank you.
Shall I take it home?
Yes.
It's ironic, you know, because guess who I've just spoken to?
Who?
Jill.
What, in here?
Yes. The problem was, though, that I didn't recognise her at first.
Oh, I know. She has changed. She always tries to avoid me. But, you know, in a way, I don't blame her. Let me have a look at that. What What's this bit for?
I think it's...
Penny, did you find those glasses?
Oh, I'm just looking. I won't be a minute.
Be as quick as you can, please. A customer is waiting.
OK, I won't be long.
That was close.
Look, put it back and put it in the box and take it home.
I can't get it back in.
Well, you can't leave it like that.
Well, you do it then.
Oh, give it to me. What is this bit here? What's it meant to be?
Penny.
Go on, tell me.
It's...
Oh, my feet hurt.
Why's that then? Because those shoes look comfy.
I've been doing a great deal of walking recently and I think that's it.
Oh, and are you still doing... What was it you were doing with Jill?
Tennis. No, we only played a couple of times.
Oh, and how's Jim getting along?
Oh, I don't know. Don't do that either.
What? I thought you went every week.
No, he kept making excuses and we haven't been for about, 4 weeks.
Well, did he actually learn to swim?
Yes, he was quite good in the end.
So what's with all this walking?
Well, it gives me something to do and time to myself.
Oh, I see. Everything's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd tell me if it wasn't, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
And is Jill keeping well?
Yeah, she's been given the all clear again.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes, it's good. Yep, she's absolutely fine now.
It was so funny.
Well, I don't get it. I thought you were annoyed with him.
Oh, I was. But I couldn't help but laugh when we found the lamp. But don't tell anyone about it, will you?
Well, you always say that. Who am I going to tell? And anyway, why would anybody be interested?
Because it was one of those lamps.
Oh, Penny, now I am confused. You sell tons of lamps.
Didn't I tell you about the lamps when Mike was there?
No, I don't think so. So come on, tell me what's so special about them.
I'll tell you what, I'll ask Jim to take a photo of it.
Oh, well, I'll check Facebook. I expect he's put it on there already.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.